Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift live from Publix at Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road, Northeast. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to some Kyle Pitts sound in just one second. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. But, Bo, I'm so mad at us that we did not notice when we walked in here the disco ball.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
An ode to the Publix past.
Yeah, well, to the former store.
Yes,
that was here.
The former store that was here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because I lived over here when that store was still around. I was just telling Ben that's over here with Publix that, man, I wish this was here when I was here because I would have just walked down here, had a cold beer, grab a slice of pizza, come back and watch a little bit of the Sports Center because those are the days, I was producing more than some of that time, and it was easy life, man.
It truly is insane, and, I'm looking at that pizza oven. We're going to try to get some of that in just a minute. Also, Publix and their Falcon sub, which, we'll let you guys know how that is. I could genuinely – I'm looking at the store, and I'm just going to admit this out loud for everybody to hear. I had Publix wings last night, and they were phenomenal. The non-breaded hot and spicy, holler at me if you know what I'm talking about. You know the deal. But – I could literally do, and I'm thinking about doing this for the next Top 5 Tuesday, a Top 5 list of items at Publix. I'm just telling you, I'm looking out there. I think it can be done.
Well, I know what number – it's already number one's a pub sub. That's number
well,
one.
Well, I mean, no I think you got to go deeper. Do you go Ultimate Italian? Do you go Boar's Head?
Oh, you're talking about like –
You got to dive in there. You got to really dive in there.
I just think about you turn right in the store to go to the produce. There's a beer tap. All right.
Let me
grab a cold beer and walk around and shop.
Like, I'm just going to tell you, man, you won't mind, having those trips to the store with your wife. You're like, hey, you go knock off the list. I'll be right over here. I'll keep at least one of the kids with me over here in the bar area and watch some sports. Reminder, this segment brought to you guys by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injuries attorneys. Get the strong arm.
Yeah, look, don't forget to join Sports Radio 910 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. Your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game. It's all brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover. It follows you and Grant after postgame.
You already know
which
the
which follows Wes and Arch and me producing, and then which follows you and I on the pregame show. Yeah. It's all on Sports Radio 910 The Game, the home of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you got to love it, man. I've got my air mattress ready for Monday night because – I'll be doing pre and post. I'll be getting about 3 hours of sleep on an air mattress, wake up and hit you guys with the morning shift and all the game reaction on Tuesday morning. Speaking of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I want to make sure we get to this sound. A lot of Kyle Pitts talk going on so far throughout the season. We're only less than a quarter way through the season. We've played four games, but Kyle Pitts does seem to be on the right trajectory, the right track. He's been more involved in the offense. Seems like Zach Robinson's doing a better job of kind of finding ways to get him the football. But I want to make sure we play this because he is in a contract year. He's on his fifth-year option, being the fourth overall pick, and he was asked yesterday on Dukes and Bell, hey, man, do you want to stay here with the Atlanta Falcons?
100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love this city, and I love this organization, and it's a very much family environment.
I'm going to do something that's probably going to get me in trouble.
Uh-oh. Listen up, Mike Conte.
But I can't say that I can't criticize people in scrums for questions and not say that – not do it when I hear it on here. I think that's a – I can't – I hate that question.
Really?
What do you think – It's weeks. This is the fifth game of the year for them. What do you think he's going to say? No, man, I wish they'd trade me.
I think that's
I wish
fair.
I could get out of here. I just think it's – I don't like the – I hate questions like that, and the reason is, to me, it's either to do one of two things. It's either ask to be gotcha. It's all it is. Because if he says anything other than if he non-answers it, see, he didn't answer that question. He doesn't want to be there.
But on the flip side, I think it's a soft toss. Like, you're just throwing it up there, and he can claim his love for the city and knock it out of the park.
So it's a waste of a question.
No, I don't think so, man. I think it's just being being personable in an environment where somebody's sitting down at the table chopping it up.
Yeah, I think that's an off the air thing. I don't, where it's all. I just don't like it. I don't. Nothing comes from that. He's not going to give you – he's going to give you – yeah, family environment. Love Atlanta.
Let me ask you this then. Let me come at it from this angle, and we'll put the media thing to the back of the line here. Let's talk about Kyle Pitts and his performance this year. And just give – I'm not going to say yes or no. I don't think that's fair at this point. But give me on a scale from 1 to 10 your hunger of bringing Kyle Pitts back here on a new contract starting next year.
Look, I'm hungry. I'm not saying that I don't have an appetite for it. I would say I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not starving because we're four games in. And like I just said about, his answer, like he's got what, 12 games left here on this contract, at least,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hungry for it. I'm not starving for it. I haven't seen enough in four games to say sign this man to a big contract.
That's kind of where I'm at.
But here's the deal. If he continues his trajectory, if we could make something work. Problem for me is Caden Ellis and Jesse Bates need to get paid. Okay?
It's out there.
And can I – and then Drake London needs to get paid. And then Bijan is going to have to get
you're
paid.
You're also – I was going to say, Bijan, yes, but you're not far off from making a decision on an extension for Matthew Bergeron.
Yeah.
Who's in year
and
three
so
of a four-year deal.
To me, I just named guys that I think are more important to the success of this team than Kyle Pitts. And because
I think that's fair.
Because of a 1,000-yard rookie season and whatever finishes out this year, if it's successful, I'm going to pay him for two good years. Don't hit me with injury. Don't hit me with who the quarterback was. Injuries happen as part of it. You know that more than anybody. And Drake London didn't have a problem going and producing without good quarterback play.
Well, and let me say this too, and I want to get to this cut,
and that makes me sound critical. I'm sorry, but that makes
no,
me sound like
it's
I'm a
not.
Jerk.
But I think it's fair.
And I don't mean
I think
to
it's
be
fair.
That
don't turn up the heat in your contract year, and tell me that you've been cooking the whole time. I don't think that's exactly what's going on here. And here's what I'll say: I think when you were going to sign somebody to a contract, which probably will be a relatively lucrative deal if he stays on this track, right? If he's a 1,000-yard receiver at the end of the year, it's going to be a lucrative contract. I think where I land on it is: could we some of the plays he's made? Could you find another tight end to do some of those? Some of them yes, some of them no. And I think the truth is in the middle. All going to be about how much money he's going to want.
When was the last time he gave you a play that you don't think another tight end – you can't find another tight end to make?
There's been a couple of contested catches where he has turned his back to the defender this year and kind of run a comeback towards Michael Penix, and I think he's made contested catches that he hasn't made in the past.
I would say this. The one against Washington – late in the game.
Yes.
Where Penix rolled out and he goes up the ladder and gets it.
Yeah.
That's a Kyle Pitts play. That's the play he was drafted to make.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. I'm glad we brought this up. I do want to get to more sound from Dukes and Bell yesterday. Kyle Pitts was talking about those routes and how he's been able to be so effective this year.
No, I was always 100. Just, different elements in the game of, what's going on. But definitely just you train every route like you you're going to catch it. So it's not, training one route any different than another.
I truly believe in having this conversation that I played with one of the greatest practice players of all time in Julio Jones. I truly, truly believe that. Now, he caught a lot of flack towards the end because
he
practiced so hard that it was like they were afraid to let him practice. It's like, dude, you're going to get injured. He ran his routes so violently and accelerated so hard after he caught the ball at practice that, it was almost like, all right, you just take Wednesday off. But to hear Kyle Pitts talk about that, I believe him. I don't know that it's been that way for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I definitely think, look, year one of Kyle Pitts was special. He was really good, and I don't think we can lose sight of that. Matt Ryan, whatever it was, he was just out of college, and Matt Ryan was with him, and that was a special year. Years two, three, and four were not. Year five, so far, he's looked like a different player. He's looked motivated.
Yeah.
I always go back to the Julio Jones thing. I can't. I have to mention this because I always go back to standing at training camp one year with Arch, and we were right there beside the wide receiver drills, and Julio's running around. So he goes, I want you to watch him. He goes, I want you
God,
to watch this guy run
so
his route.
Good.
And you obviously have been around a lot more of this than me, but I have never seen a player in my – 17 years of covering, you know, working for a sports radio station and going to training camps and stuff, run routes like him. He would run it so violent and so quick. Every move was just pure violence on the human body.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And on the grass underneath him too, brother. It was unbelievable.
It was so impressive to watch that guy go to work. And obviously, I got a chance to play with 18-year-old Julio. And I also got a chance to play with 24-year-old Julio.
I can't imagine being an 18-year-old
and
Julio.
And he was just – I mean, it was the same throughout. I remember he got drafted during the lockout. And a lot of my – I was the only one that had played with him, myself and John Parker Wilson at the time. And we started getting questions because, you know, as a player, you see that the franchise has made this trade. And you're like, wow, I must really believe in this guy. So older vets, you know, guys like Todd McClure, like, what is this guy Julio like? And I was just like, he's going to be the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL. Like, he works that hard at practice and goes that hard and believes in the run game that much. So, he was a pleasure to work with. Obviously, we're keeping our eyes on the actual Atlanta Falcons right now as we move throughout this Falcons Friday. We do have to come back on the other side of the break. I want you guys to hear from A.J. Terrell himself, who stepped in front of the microphone yesterday and talked about his chances on playing on Monday Night Football. We also are going to finish the show with a life of Squid.
Yeah, we are. And I had one for you. And now it's gone. Look, it's going to be a miserable day in Philly sports radio. I want to talk about why.
Okay. All right. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Make sure you stick with us. It's the morning shift from 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.